The Federal Reserve Bank of New York is reporting that U.S. household debt hit a record high in the fourth quarter as outstanding balances on mortgages, student loans, auto loans, and credit cards all climbed to record levels, according to the report. Total consumer debt rose to $14.15 trillion, and that's up nearly 5% from the end of 2018 and up an astonishing 27% from 2013, according to AmericanBanker.com. This surge in consumer borrowing has been made possible by the largest economic expansion in the nation's history that started back in Obama's term. The question is that level of consumer borrowing and debt load sustainable? And speaking about debt loads, the federal deficit through January climbed to $389 billion, which is a 25% spike over the same period last year, according to the Treasury. Looks like receipts were down $68 billion, thanks to Trump's tax cuts, and spending was up $147 billion. Looks like we're going to break a $1 trillion deficit for the first time in 8 years. So, folks, I was curious to see what the likes of Breitbart and Fox were doing or how they were spinning the story of Trump forcing the Attorney General Bill Barr's hand to reduce Roger Stone's sentence recommendation that Barr's Department of Justice lawyers originally suggested, which was 79 years. And that intervention by Attorney General Bill Barr to reduce the sentence from 7 to 9 years, somewhere in there, to something we don't really know what he's going to suggest yet, caused all four of those prosecutors to resign and protest. Who? Actually, by the way, they got that 7 to 9 year sentence from federal guidelines as a just sentence for Stone's conviction, given what he did. These are guidelines. These aren't something that they just made up. You go in, there's a matrix that you look at, and when you put the crimes in and all of that, that's the sentence that was suggested from those guidelines. Well, Breitbart.com was very busy trying to water down the charges, making them seem like Roger Stone is a criminal, but, well, not really a criminal when you look at it this way. Breitbart leans heavily on the obstructing a witch hunt defense, and they seem to have some fun stretching the logic of Stone lying to Congress by suggesting that lying to Congress, well, that's really not something that you see prosecuted despite a multitude of transgressors. Nah, they don't worry about that. It's not something that we've worried about in the past, and people haven't been convicted of that. Really? Do you really mean that it's okay to lie to Congress? So we're supposed to believe that that line, plus a jury of Roger Stone's peers, were wrong to convict Roger Stone? I mean, there's a definite disconnect between reality and right and wrong with the right. I don't know what it is. It's a dangerous disconnect in the right that there is really and truly nothing that the president can do that Breitbart would interpret as being wrong. There's nothing that he could do. I mean, the president's right. Like he said, he could shoot somebody. I mean, they'd find something, they'd water it down and say, well, the person was a bad person. Who knows? I'm not saying or here to suggest that the Democrats are without sin. I mean, that's clearly not the case. But why do we have to keep fighting this zombie Trump coalition that has no moral sense of right and wrong whatsoever? You clearly cannot run a nation devoid of law. So why all the Breitbart-like justifications for what's clearly wrong? I mean, Roger Stone was convicted by his peers. I mean, he is clearly wrong. So the really funny part of Breitbart's closing argument is that they call the four prosecutors deep state resistance, and adds in the article, they also add good riddance to Stalinist. Stalinist? Prosecutors working for the Department of Justice are Stalinist? I mean, this is coming from Breitbart, for God's sakes. Why not just call them the devil? Oh, I get it. Yeah, there can only be one devil, right? So you can't call them the devil. Stalinist. That'll fit. Well, the prosecutors were following federal sentence guidelines, as I mentioned. They're printed guidelines, for God's sake. So first, you water down the criminal charges. You call them deep state resistance. You call the prosecutors deep state resistance. And then you denigrate these prosecutors as Stalinists? By watering down a conviction by his peers and denigrating the prosecutors, that doesn't lessen the fact that Roger Stone is still a criminal today and he'll still be a criminal tomorrow. But if you notice, that's Donald Trump's entire Roy Cohn playbook going on right there. That's the best example that I could show you. And that is to muddy the facts, water down what they've done that's wrong, and then denigrate and accuse the accusers. It's a total Roy Cohn-approved movie that just keeps playing over and over. You muddy the facts, accuse the accusers. Straight from the Oval Office. Well, on the positive side here, folks, Attorney General Bill Barr, it came out this afternoon, will testify before the House Judiciary Committee next month over this issue of Roger Stone, as well as some other things like why Rudy Giuliani is providing a channel of information to Attorney General Bill Barr on Ukraine. And they also want to know about the nomination of Jesse Liu to the Treasury that was pulled. So Jesse Liu ran the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington, D.C. that prosecuted the Stone case. And they want to know about why was this person promised this job? And then when she moved out and somebody else that was friendly to Attorney General Bill Barr moved in, all of a sudden her job was pulled that she was told she would have at the Treasury. They want to know a little bit more about that. This flash briefing was brought to you by the Rusted Culture Podcast, and you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Spotify, and Google Play, or wherever you find your podcast. Thanks for listening.